a quick update on Ida, the hurricane. Let me dispel some nonsense for you here. Is somebody needs to. What I mean by that, I keep hearing these. It's interesting in the media. You hear one report, and I think to myself, that doesn't sound right to me. And you realize later it's not right because you do just a little, just a modicum of research. You realize, well, that's not true. And then you hear that same bit of misinformation regurgitated over and over again, and it makes you sit back and wonder, well, if that's not true, if they're too lazy to check something as simple as that, what about the things that they try to pass off as true that are more complex? Let me give you the example I'm talking about. Several news agencies now reporting that Ida was the fifth most powerful storm to make landfall in U.S. history when it comes to hurricanes. It's flat out false. Ida was a Category 4 and a strong 4 when it came on shore with 150 mile an hour sustained winds. But the United States has been hit by five Category 5 hurricanes on record. So five fives on record and a couple more that might have earned that number, but the mechanisms to measure them are not what we have today. So if you have five Category 5s, and Ida's a Category 4, by definition, it can't be the fifth most powerful storm to hit the United States. Furthermore, another 20 Category 4 hurricanes have made landfall in the United States. And in order to make a Category 4, you have to be at 150 miles an hour. So it seems to me that Ida, yes, a strong storm, but to claim that it was the fifth most powerful is just more fear-mongering. Look, it's global warming. It's your fault that this is happening. No, but it is only the second time you've had a hurricane of this strength hit a location in back-to-back years, you see, because Laura hit Louisiana last year with 150-mile-per-hour winds. That makes it 2 years in a row that the place been hit by storms with 150-mile-per-hour winds. Laura was a strong Cat 4 as well. Camille hit Louisiana in 1969. It sustained winds upon landfall 175 miles per hour. It's important to know that facts matter. Five people reported killed now. And remember, Katrina was a Category 3. There's different ways to measure storms. Obviously, the storm surge, the way it lines up with the tide tables, the way that it comes in, the time of day that it comes in, all of these things weigh into how dangerous and deadly a storm can be. But the notion this was the fifth most powerful storm ever defies simple research. A 71-year-old man killed by an alligator Monday while wading through floodwaters in his shed. That didn't go well. Two other people killed in Mississippi when Highway 26 collapsed upon them during the storm. Brings the death toll to five. One man drowned, one man killed by a falling tree that hit his house. Hospitals are already crowded with COVID-19 patients. Officials warning that this has created a petri dish for COVID to spread. We'll see if that plays out or not. Looting being reported in New Orleans. In one case, two men caught by a drone camera trying to rob an ATM in the scorched remains of a market in the New Orleans neighborhood of St. Claude. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said of looting, my directive has been very clear, lock them up. We will not tolerate it. The New Orleans Police Department deploying a group of anti-looting officers and is working with Louisiana National Guard to prevent looting as well. More than a million homes remained without power Monday. 144,000 of those homes in the Big Easy alone. The outage could last as long as 3 weeks. And the governor said the Louisiana National Guard rescued about 191 people throughout St. John the Baptist, Jefferson, and Orleans parishes by boat, helicopter, and high water vehicle. So Ida downgraded to a tropical depression. Its maximum sustained winds now just 35 miles per hour. Flash flooding could be seen in parts of Tennessee, Ohio, and the Mid-Atlantic later this week as a result. But so far, we'll just leave it at that. All right. We can go to the Common Sense Hotline. I've got a phone call coming in. That phone number, by the way, 877-310-9966. Rosemary from Illinois is on the line. Rosemary, what's on your mind today?
Thanks, Steve. Do you have any idea or have you heard how many servicemen and women are left in Afghanistan?
Standing, Rosemary, there are no members of the military left. The last flight left at 3:29 Eastern Time Monday, just a click before midnight. But remember, we didn't have to get out. We got out a day earlier than we anticipated. The original deadline from Joe Biden was September the 11th. And honestly, there was no official deadline at all. We made a deal with the Taliban. And as of yesterday, the Biden administration admitted that about 300 Americans who wanted to leave were still trapped there. But last week, the State Department put that number at 1,500. The fact of the matter is nobody knows. We left those people there, Rosemary. We left those people there with the Taliban in charge. That's what we did. It's galling. What are your thoughts?
It's a shame. That man should, I mean, he should step down. I mean, if there is not one person in the United States that is upset by this, and if they don't, I mean, I cannot believe they should be so upset. Everyone should be upset by this man.
I agree. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave it this way. General McKenzie admitted this money. We did not get everybody out we wanted to get out. I think the terror threat is going to be very high, and I don't want to minimize that. We'll be working to ensure that our citizens are protected and they have the opportunity to leave through diplomatic efforts. Really. That's where we are. Anyhow, now you have your update. Rosemary, thank you for the phone call. By the way, the Common Sense Hotline, available to you, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Whenever you want to check in, we check your pulse all over the country. Thank you for checking in from the great state of Illinois. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.